job that you have to do on the edge?
I think it's everybody. You know, I think we're talented, and I think, you know, it's a whole defense. But I think a guy off the edge could really make an impact, and that's just why I just want to be an impact of the game.
Did you guys feel you took strides on Saturday night compared to what we'd seen in Dallas?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we played the run a lot better. I think we had a great effort. You know, I think guys flew to the ball. But, you know, certain situations like third downs, I think we need to get off the field. And it was a couple of rushes away, you know, a couple of balls, you know, batted away. You know, I think we'll get there. I think by Buffalo we'd be ready.
You concerned
at all? No, I'm not concerned because I think we all believe in the system. And as long as that happens, I think we're going towards the right direction.
Looking at your front seven last year, Al was clearly the vocal guy. Who's the vocal guy now?
Man, you got John Lynch come out of the secondary being vocal. You know, DJ says, you know, he's not really out loud with it, but, you know, he talked to guys in between plays, and I think that's good enough.
Is there somebody in the front seven, not the secondary, is somebody in the front seven who kind of rallies the troops a little bit?
You know, we got Big Sam. Big Sam says we have to say. I mean, I think we all got to kind of rely on each other. It's a new, I think there's a lot of people filling in new places. And I think, you know, towards the season, you know, people, the leaders start to emerge.
You guys been competing for jobs out here. We see now 10 guys are gone. Kennard is gone. Feeling you should come out here and some of your friends are, you know, no longer here.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's the way the business is. Only been here the second year. And, I just guess that's the nature of the business. And I thank God the opportunity I've been given, and I'm just blessed, and I'm just happy to play this great game of football.
Is this kind of the most tense week of football then for a lot of
these guys today? Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is last preseason game, and, you know, you just got to go out there. You know, I remember myself being in that situation last year, just trying to, you know, show the coaches that you could belong on this team. But, I think we got a lot of talented guys, but, you know, it's a numbers game, and fortunately, we can't keep everyone.
Yeah, you look at a guy like Kennard, everybody loves him. He's such a great guy, great personality. Did you ever think to yourself, it's him or me? I mean, that's just the way it is.
Kennard is a great guy. You know, he's always making you smile, truly be missed. And I learned a lot from him, too, as well. He's a true vet. You know, he played 10, 11 strong years. But, it's a numbers game, and it's just the way it is.
I know this is only your second year. You've had two defensive coordinators, but talking to guys this year, how tough has it been to adjust to this new system?
Oh, it's tough. I play this kind of system in college, but, you know, last year I had to come in, you know, more with the zone blitz and, you know, running towards the sideline. But now it's more attacking the technique, you know, really getting aggressive. And, I think we're going the right direction, but we're not quite there yet. And, you know, that's where we got to practice, but not too far away. I think we'll be ready Buffalo game.
You playing this Thursday?
No.
Elvis, we saw last year a lot of speed rushes. Looked like we saw some bull rushing the other night. It was pretty effective.
Yeah, last year I thought I kind of got slowed down a little after I didn't have no counter moves, and teams just started trying to, you know, take away my speed rush. You know, I'm glad Jim Bates came in. You know, Coach Bernie, D-line coach, kind of worked towards that on offseason, try to switch it up with a counter, you know, long arm bull rush move. And I just want to keep the tackle, you know, guessing. You know, I don't want to be too predictable. You know, I think I added some moves to my arsenal, and I'm excited about it.
Pretty big kid you went up against the other night, definitely.
Yeah, Joe Thomas, third pick of the draft. So I was excited to go against him. It was a good challenge, and it was good.
At least you got to show those rookies a thing or two. Is that a thing?
Well, I mean, I'm still a rookie of myself. So after the first three games, then I can say something like that.
Yeah.
What do you think you showed the coaches to get this promotion?
In practice when I was on scouts, or, you know, when I'm on twos or the threes early in the camp, you know, I never really trying to hold my head down. I know they went hard in the draft with, you know, the top ends, you know, Moss and Tim. It was a good addition to our defense. But, you know, I never really kind of got off focus. I just knew, just believe in myself. Like I say, man, I'm blessed. I just thank for the opportunity to take full advantage of it.
Do you look at this as a permanent move, or do you think they're still finagling in terms of who they want there at that end spot?
They could probably finagle. They're probably still doing it, but I know I'm going to play to my best and keep that spot.
What do you think about just, you know, the youth at that position? I mean, obviously you started with Ebb, you had Kennard, now you got two rookies, and you just said, I'm kind of a rookie too. I mean, a lot of pressure for young guys.
Yeah, man, so you got to step up. I think we're very talented, though. I think we got depth. You know, Tim, Moss, those guys are real good players. And, you know, we're just going out there competing. You know, they're the best man win.
How much more challenging is it playing against the run than just rushing the passer? Because being a first and second down guy, which is what you would be, apparently, it's a different world out there.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, the run. I'm not, you know, I mean, people thought I don't know how to play the run, but, you know, I did it in college. It's a little different in the league. You know, guys are a lot stronger and quicker, a lot smarter. But, you know, that's an area I can improve in. And the biggest thing, making the transition in the early downs, rushing and passing, you know, because now it's not for sure a third down situation. Now you got to make the transition a lot quicker.
Do you appreciate the fact that the coaches don't just look at your stature or whatever and label you as a specialist? They're saying, we know what you can do. You know, you're going to be a first and second down guy too.
I'm thankful for the opportunity. I really am. And I just thank God. And I'm just excited, man, to go out here in Buffalo and show kids what I can do.
What do you think the possibilities are for you? I mean, given you had a pretty good sack total last year in part-time, now you're going to be playing a full season. You didn't really even play the beginning of last season.
Yeah.
What kind of goals are you setting for yourself?
I definitely 12 to 15.
I think that's attainable, obviously. I mean,
yes, very much. Yeah. Especially with the corners we have, and Dre Bly and Chen Bailey. I mean, it's really like stealing. I think, you know, up front, we got to take it upon ourselves, you know, get after it, because we got guys who can cover, and we just got to, you know, just rush it. And I think I'm excited.
Do you feel like the starting move should get a couple series?
Not at all. I mean, I like the way the system is. We going out there and scout. I think we get a lot of work in. I'm telling you, it seems a little harder than we do when we on our defense. You got to show the defense. I mean, it's like we practicing still, so.
I'm just saying, you know, all week long we've heard coaches and everyone say you guys are getting there, but you're not there yet.
Yeah.
It sort of seems like, even though I know that's what coach does all the time.
It's situational. It's not like technique or, you know, things that you got to kind of rehearse in the game. It's situational. We, you know, just kind of got to get things coordinated, get the pass with the coverage at the same time. So those kind of things you can work on in practice.
How much when you're in pass rush does it help having Jarvis on the other side as another speed guy?
It's good, man. You know, coming off the edge, you know, the quarterback, like, you know, in the game, he kind of flushed the quarterback out of the pocket as well. I mean, you know, he's a very versatile athlete himself. So I think between me and him, I think we could make some things happen.
It's like a couple of times you guys were there at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's good to rush. I never had a good pass rusher in none of my career on the other side. So it's good to see another guy on the other side rushing.